Today's Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and the Mechaber starts with Siv Vav in Simen Yud, continuing talking about halachas of tzitzis. The Mechaber says, "Ein koflin es hatalis. You're not allowed to fold the talis umeitilin tzitzis al knofel. And then when you have now the talis folded, to just put the tzitzis in at the bottom of the fold. So this is really the middle of the talis if you'd unfold it. Kimoshi kfula, as if the fold was permanently there." And the Rama adds, Hagah, Avol Tzorich Lahatil Bi'arba Kinofel Hapshutim. And the right place to put the tzitzis in this situation is where the bottom of the garment's four corners normally are, without it being folded over. This is so, the Mechaber says, Elo Imkein Tifara Kula, unless you sewed it up. If you really truly sewed the fold along the whole way, then Afilu Miruach Achas, even if it's one side, we'll have to define that in a moment, but have sewn it up, then that would allow you to put the tzitzis on the new bottom, which is at the bottom of the fold. The Rama then brings down an opinion that says, V'yeshom d'chayovim afilu below tvira. The Rama says that there is an opinion that states that you should have an obligation to put in tzitzis there, even if you haven't sewn it up fully. V'tov lasos lo tzitzis avo lo levorech la. And if you do this, he brings down in the name of the Rif and the Rosh, as well as the Tur, that you shouldn't make a bracha on such a talis. The Mishnah Berurah, in several of his notes, explains further these statements of the Mechaber and the Rama. In Sif Katan Tezvav, he says, when we're talking about it being folded over, she'im tiposhet, because it's just folded over and it easily could be unfolded, nimtsu atzitzis b'emtziosia. Therefore, the tzitzis would be plop in the middle of the garment, because that's where you had folded it over, and now if you unfolded it, the tzitzis are far too high up on the garment, they're supposed to be towards the end of the garment. As we'll learn later on, it has to be within 3 fingers, about 2.5 to 3 inches or so, misafasa from the bottom, and therefore this would not fulfill that. V'anan tzitzis al ha'kanof be'in, because we need the tzitzis to be at the corner, and this would be in the middle. In Sif Katan Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah discusses why you might be folding this. Im kefalo machma shebeged oroch ma'od, pishnayim bekomoso. If it's a very, very long garment, let's say some sort of a cloak, and it would be dragging on the floor, so when you're folding it over, that's the only way you could wear it. If it's unfolded, Shani Yochel Lilov Show, Elim Ken Koflo, you wouldn't be able to wear it unless you folded it over. He says, Yesh Poskin, Depotrin Oso Legamre Minat Tzitzis. This is a problematic garment, and it doesn't have any obligation over here for tzitzis at all. Because the Ain Shem Beget Olov, it doesn't have the name of Beget upon it, because it can't be worn. However, Umesik Hataz Vaprimagodin, the Yatil Botzitzis Bakinofos Hapshutin Velo Yivarach. However, the Taz and the Primagodim he brings down say that you should put tzitzis on it, however, don't make a bracha. Mimarav Shach, if they need tzitzis, so then you have tzitzis on them, you're not wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. Don't make the bracha because Safik Brachos Lahokel, and that is the suggestion. In Dirshu note 11, they quote Hagoin Rav Yosha Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal, and they write, Af kishekofel es hatalis, when you fold over the talis and you put in the tzitzis over there on the corners, the new corners that you're making, it would appear in imshar shemachabra biofin shlo tucholi poshet. It would look like when you put in the tzitzis, that would essentially be sewing the fold in its place, and it wouldn't be able to fall apart. So Rav Yosha Ber Soloveitchik explains in the Yeshurun publication, Shemeduber Shalok Kofla B'Shovet. No, you didn't sew them in an even sort of a way that the fold is fully in place, and that one side of the fold is folded over, but at the other side, the tzitzis are at the bottom, and therefore you have this problem. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin tells us also to look at the Bir Halacha, where he writes that this language of Elo Imkein Tifara Kula Vafilu Miruach Echos, the only way you can put tzitzis on according to the Mechaber is if you sewed the fold in place. That's based upon the Lashon of the Rambam. The Bir Halacha continues bringing down the explanation of the Beis Yosef, which essentially it's telling us that the Rambam says you're only sewing up one of the three possible sides when the fold is over, the left, the right, and the top. You're only sewing up one of the three sides, which is not the way the Augur understands this, but this is the way the Beis Yosef understands this. This is really quite complicated to explain without showing diagrams or showing the garment, so we'll stop over here in this point. The Mishnah Berurah then in Sif Katan Yud Ches explains that the Rama says, you're chayiv, even if you didn't sew it up, that means lahatil b'kanfei hakfulos, that you put the tzitzis where it's folded over. The kolzman shimichu pelis, because as long as it's folded over, even if it's not sewn up, velo nispashta, and it hasn't become unfolded, shem talis oleh kimoshi kfula. It has the name of a garment on it, of a talis, and the folded area is now called the bottom part, and that's where the tzitzis should be placed. Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out in Dirshut note number 13 that if this were to regularly become undone, then dino ketalis pshuta, then you would put the tzitzis at the bottom, not where it's folded over temporarily because it commonly falls apart and becomes fully stretched out. Tzorich lahatul bo satzitzis b'knofeh hapshutos. Then you'd put it at the very end, even though it's folded over sometimes. That's not where you'd put the tzitzis. You put them at the bottom. In Dirshu note 14, he brings down another interesting scenario. What happens if when you fold it over, it no longer is big enough to require tzitzis? The Shelus Tshuvas Marsham writes, you're not chayev to put tzitzis on this. And he says this is a limud tzchus on people who wear something like a scarf that's folded over. Shalohi til tzitzis batzifim. We don't put tzitzis on such scarves. Mipnei sha'achar kipulam, because after you've folded them over and wear it as some sort of a scarf, ein behem shir chayev tzitzis. It no longer has enough of a size to be chayev tzitzis. Remember, as we pointed out the other day, if somebody wears their regular talis folded around their neck like a scarf, it's not called the garment anymore. And one cannot make a bracha on a talis in such a fashion that is worn in such a fashion. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yutes then comments on the statement of the Ramah that it's better not to use a talis like this, and if you are going to use it, you certainly shouldn't make a bracha on it if it's folded over without being fully sewn up. And the Mishnah Berurah comments, Tomu kol achronim. Many of the achronim were surprised at this. Matiken bin meshelo yivarech. How does it help us to say over here, don't make a bracha on it? Ha'adayin shemo kia mechaber. Maybe the din is like the mechaber said, v'tzorich lahatil b'pshutim, and you have to put the tzitzis all the way at the bottom. Ve'ech yilbosh beged zeh. How can you then wear this garment? Ha'yose meyar b'tzitzis also lahosif l'kuli alma. He says, but you have tzitzis here in two places, or the requirement to have them in two places, at the fold and at the bottom. So how can you possibly wear such a garment? You'd be over Bal Tosif. Although the Mishnah Berurah does bring down the Prima Gadim, which in Dirshu note 15, he says, Yesh lomar shekavonas haramahi, what was the explanation, what was the Ramah thinking? Shetov lasos tzitzis hein biknofos hapshutos vehein biknofos hakfulos. You should wear tzitzis or place tzitzis in both places. You actually will have eight corners over here, four in the folded places and four at the regular bottom when it's unfolded. And why is this not a problem of Bal Tosef? Because Ose Zos Machmas Asofik, you're doing this almost out of Statnai and saying that if this is the right way to place the tzitzis, i.e., I'm putting them in the folded area, so then the others are just there for no purpose whatsoever, and I'm not intending to be over Bal Tosef. And if the bottom place is the right place, then that's where the tzitzis are being placed, and the ones placed in the fold, I'm also not intending to be over Bal Tosef. We have a similar example of people who wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time to be able to say the sheet of Rashi and the sheet of Tosos, as is common in some Sephardic communities. A person would be over Bal Tosef if he did this with the intention to be fulfilling the precept over here, putting on tefillin with two pairs of tefillin. You're only supposed to put one pair of tefillin on, but he's saying over here, whichever one is the correct one I want to be yotzi with, and the other one is not anything other than a box. So too over here, whichever are the correct tzitzis, that's what I want to be yotzi with. The others are just tzitzis, fringes that don't do it l'shem mitzvah. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah concludes Ladina, Yizor l'chadchila, shelo lasos talis kefula klal. Don't wear folded up talesim over here because you run into trouble. Unless, imkein tifara, unless you sewed it up. And then, vafilu b'tviros u'chavos. Even if the sewing it up is not a perfect tailor stitch running across the whole thing, but it's just wide stitches, it will bottom line stay together. Kivan de tofer shuv ein asuy liposhit, it won't come apart. And therefore, v'yoz bein betalas mirubas, bein betalas shoysa mitchila aruka, yosem idai, yatu tzitzis bakfulim yivarach. And then, this talis, whether it was too long originally and now it's folded over and sewn together somewhat, or whether you just folded it over, as long as it has the shear of a talis on the folded up part, you can put tzitzis on this and make a brach on it lichatchila. This is a difficult subject to explain orally without showing diagrams, so I apologize if any of this is unclear. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, Hitil tzitzis al tzitzis. If you go then and place new tzitzis in the same area where the old tzitzis are, now you actually have eight total tzitzis. Im niskavi lebatel arishona, if your intention was when you put on the second set of tzitzis that you're nullifying the first set, so then you're okay. What should you do then? Chote harishona ukshera. Cut out the first four that were there previously. Let's say they were worn out or they're dirty and you wanted to put new ones on. So the way to do it is, you can do this, is to put the new ones on even before you've taken off the old ones, the Mechaber says, and then cut off the old ones. V'im niskavi lahosif. However, if your intention was, I'm going to wear eight. If four is good, then eight must be better. inappropriately and incorrectly, of course, even if you then subsequently are taught, oh, that was wrong, and you cut off four of them, now you're left with four that would be kosher, the garment is unfortunately puzzled right now, and we'll see in a moment how to correct that. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof points out Efshar Didavka Nokat, that the Mechaber might have said intentionally, if you cut off the first ones, then the garment is good. Abol Imchotach Hashnios Pasul. Why? Kivan Dekvar Bitel Rishonis, because the first ones you nullified by putting on the second set. So you must cut then off the first ones. If you change your mind, then cut off the second ones. Mimonav Shach, the first ones are no good because you were Mavatal them, and the second ones you're cutting off, so you're basically left with a four-cornered garment that doesn't have any tzitzis on it at all. The Ramah disagrees and says, V'yesh machshirin b'chol inyon v'chein ikar. The Ramah says, he brings us down the name of the Tur and the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yerucham and others, and he says that if you eventually have four, whether your intention was originally Baal Tosef or not, the bottom line is, if you have four left at the end, it is a kosher pair of tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah points out, as I just said, in Sif Kut and Chaf Aleph, this is true whether your intention was originally to be Mavato, the first four that were there, by placing the second four, Onis Kavi Lahosif, or even if you intentionally were going to be over Baal Tosef. Ben Shechotach, Harishonos, O Ashnios, as long as you cut off four of them, and now you're left with four good ones, the tzitzis are kosher. Dirshu note 16 points out that even though l'chadchila you were over Baal Tosef when you did this, in lo is skave levatel es rishona, because you weren't intending to be vatel the first four, and you might have said vim kein talas upsula, right now with eight on it's a pasul talas, might have said velo yoil, it wouldn't be adequate shiach toches atzitzis harishona to just cut off the first four now, because shahari lo tishar elo hatzitzis hashniyah shaba, because you'll be left only with the second set. Lo asa, this wouldn't be good, because of taseh, the lo min asa, that the garment has to have, the tzitzis put on when it was a kosher garment, and here it wasn't. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, kivon sheyesh iser Baal Tosef lahatel es hashniyah, since when you put on the second set of four, you actually are over in iser Baal Tosef, im kein ein asiyosa nechsheves l'klum, so we actually do not consider that doing something. Ukiilu lo asa, and it's as if you didn't do it in halacha, and therefore kishechotech es harishona. Now, when you do cut off the first four, nechshav kilu achshav oses hashniya. So it looks now like you're putting on the second four, and therefore it's not a problem of tasev lo min asui. The Chazon Ish adds on and explains in a slightly different way. Sha'af shebahatolas hashniya yesh bekach tzuras psul. Even though when you put on the second set of four, you did something wrong. If you were to wear such a talis, you'd be over Baal Tosef. Nevertheless, kivon shelo nigmeres asiyoso achiyoser serishona, since you're really not finished doing it until you take off the first four, ain bekach mishum tasev lo min osui. It's all considered one big act, and it is not a problem of tasev lo min osui. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chaf Bey says that the Ramah, when he said v'chein ikar, is in fact the psak of the Achronim, brings down the Bach, the Oles Tomid, and the Taz, who all agree with this psak of the Ramah. More further adds, v'kodim shechotach harishonus, certainly before you cut off the first four that you put on, so you have eight on it right now, possible cholinion, certainly you can't wear such a talis as it has eight sets of tzitzis on it. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot and Chof Gimel that the Ramah said that you took off the first four, and he says this is going on what the Shulchan Aruch passing before, that you take off the first four. Lozek kosav v'kodim shechotach harishonus, that's why he said the first four. However, b'emes, l'harosh, depaskinun kavase, and we paskin like this rosh, koshekein d'imchotach hashniyos kosher, it would be certainly good if you cut off the second four as well, as the Beis Yosef points out. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, malbushim sheim pesuchim min hatzdadim lamata. If you're wearing some sort of a garment that is open on the sides, there's a slit on the side of the garment. Imagine some sort of a sweater that has a slit on both your left side and your right side, and that now creates v'yeshlan arba kinofos litzad mata, and it now has four corners where you made the slit and you cut away some of the material, so it's not just a slit like we pointed out previously, but there's actually now four corners on your left and on your right side because of the material that you cut out, but only on the bottom. Ulamalo heim stumim, but the top of the sweater, for example, the garment, is still connected. So the Mechaber writes, imrubo sosum, if the majority of the side is considered still connected, then potter, then this is not called a four-cornered garment, and it doesn't require tzitzis. However, the imrubo pasuach, if when you look at it, the majority of this slit over here, of this cutaway part, that's the majority, then it would be chayiv in tzitzis. If it's 50-50, v'chetzio osos, v'chetzio pasuach, matilin oso, l'chumra, v'chayiv tzitzis, you should put on tzitzis, the mechaber says. However, then yotzim bo b'shabbos. But one should not go out with this garment on Shabbos because it's not clear that those tzitzis are really necessary, and therefore, if you're walking in a real Rishus HaRabin that doesn't have a Erev around it, then you would be over the issur of carrying because these tzitzis serve no purpose. Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot and Chafei adds, Dafka Rov Mikola Beged. When he says the slit has to be the majority open, he's talking about the entire Beged, and not that you view it just until where the sleeves go through, where your hand goes through. Kemosh Osin Achayot in Talas Kotin Shetofrin Oso Minat Stodin, Omenichim Bo Nekev Shemachlisim Bo Hayadayim, Vetofrin Lamata Mea Nekev, Omenichim Rov Pasuach Umodin Rak Mitachas Yadayim, Zetos Gomor. He says if you don't count the sleeve part as well as being all closed, even though the sleeve happens to be open, he says that's incorrect and wrong. So when you're viewing the side, is it open or is it closed, you have to view the entire sleeve part, which is open, as being closed as well. And you only look from the point of the end of the slit. That's how you determine the majority open or the majority closed. Mishnah Berurah says if, in fact, you'd make a bracha on such a talis, it could be close to being a bracha of atola. And certainly this is no better than if it was 50-50, where you're supposed to not make a bracha. In Sivkot and Chav Zayin, he explains that I did before, that the problem with these tzitzis on Shabbos is it would be considered carrying the tzitzis part that's not an essential garment. And he adds that the Magen Avraham says even in the Carmelis it would be also to wear such a garment. Down the opinion of the Olas HaTamid, and many Acharonim agree with this, that in the Carmelis one can be makel. This concludes today's shiur.